I don't know. I've just played better, I think, the last couple of weeks. We've gone against, favorable matchups, in our opinion, on the outside. I've found ways to get Greg the ball. I think Greg's really emerging the last few weeks as a guy who we have to get the ball to multiple times and target him a number of times every game. We've liked the matchups that we've gotten last week. We felt like if they're going to move Winfield inside, then they're setting up, James and Greg and Jordy down the sidelines to really to have good matchups, and we're able to execute those matchups. I've just been throwing the ball a little bit better the last couple weeks, too, I think.
You made the comment after the game that you've made a concerted effort to get Greg the ball more, but it's a progression read offense. How does that work? I know with JerMichael, you kind of said he's open even when he's not. Is right. that the same principle that you're using with Greg, or how in a progression offense are you getting Greg the ball more and making more of an effort to get it?
Well, we've kind of been helped out by the looks we're getting the last couple weeks, but I think in general, just more checks maybe, either in the huddle or at the line of scrimmage, built into the play often to where we can single him up if he's getting one-on-one coverage. And you've seen the last couple weeks that we've really hurt the defense when they've tried to go one-on-one with Greg. Also, we have a number of checks in our offense in the red zone especially, where if we get a certain type of coverage and he's inside, we can check a route to give him the best opportunity to catch the ball. So that goes for just about any position, but for the most part, the last couple of weeks, Greg's been in those positions where he can really, catch the ball and make plays when he gets those opportunities.
Aaron, outside of important to keep winning, this is the team that everybody's chasing now in the NFC. Does that add any significance for you as a player? You know, they're going to have five games afterwards.
I think it does. I think, I've played in this league long enough to realize, you don't really need to start talking about the postseason until December football. But if you take a step back and realize we've got six games left, these guys are a game ahead of us and the other teams that are chasing them. You don't really want to fall two games plus a tiebreaker behind the Falcons if you start thinking about home field advantage in the playoffs. Should we be fortunate to get there? But it's a big game for us. We know how well Matt plays down there and his record. Coach Smith is doing a great job with that team. It's going to be a tough game for us, tough environment, but I think that we've proven under Coach McCarthy the kind of road team that we can be.
And the kind of defense your team is playing on the road, too, how much level of confidence does that give you that you guys can overcome a rough start like you had in the first
quarter? It takes a ton of pressure off the offense when the defense is playing that well. And it's been nice the last couple weeks to at least feel like we're kind of holding up our end of the bargain as well. But when they're turning the ball over like that for us and giving us a short field, and then in turn we're not turning the ball over and we're getting first downs and continuing drives and flipping the field position, that's just playing downhill for our defense. So I think it's been, obviously, the last few weeks, offense, defense, and special teams has done a great job. But it's been nice, our defense has been consistent all year. But like I said, it's been nice offensively to kind of start to hold up our end of the bargain as well.
Aaron, do you know Matt Ryan at all?
I do, yes.
He took over some tough circumstances right after the Michael Vick thing, and everybody knows what you went through here when you first came to start. Can you relate to that at all?
I can. No, I definitely can. I think, I think he's definitely a guy with a lot of character. And I think if you ask his teammates what kind of player he is, person he is, the guys I've talked to working out with Justin Field in the offseason, he speaks very highly of Matt and his leadership style and the way that he kind of made that transition into a real positive thing. So I think, just being a buddy of Matt's and pulling for him, it's nice to see him and the kind of success he's having. He's doing a great job taking care of the football. And obviously he has that it factor that a quarterback needs to have to get those guys to play for him and to raise their level of play around him.
Like I said, he doesn't know him, but what he sees is consistency, his approach, his demeanor, his personality. How important is that as the position you guys play to be even keeled? And is that something you have to learn, or are you just born with that?
I think that's a learned trait. I think that's something that you you have to have some of that, but you have to have some people who kind of keep you focused on those things and realizing that you're always being watched. You know, Joe Philbin, really, a few years ago, took me aside in the offseason and mentioned something to me about, you know, my body language and the fact that being a leader and being a quarterback, you're being watched not only by the TV audience and the fans, but by your own teammates whose opinions, you know, really, really matter and who, you know, who are looking to you for leadership and for energy and for enthusiasm and how your demeanor is. So I think it's something you really got to think about on a daily basis and you can work on, definitely.
He's got it, right? I mean,
He's definitely got it.
Yeah. And you guys, obviously, your giveaways are down as an offense. Your penalties are way down as an offense. Why is the team just playing a little sharper?
I think the urgency level picked up. Mike, you know, and Joe often talk about the correlation between practice tempo and the way we play in the game. And I think we've had a lot better practices the last 4 weeks. Starting with, I think, the Minnesota week, the urgency picked up, the first Minnesota game. We were able to play a night game, which for some reason gets this team really going at home. The energy level was higher than it had been all season. We played better. Then we went to New York and had a tough road game. Offensively played very poorly, but the defense played incredible. And then we kind of got some confidence back that we had in the preseason, that swagger a little bit about us, and came home and beat up Dallas team and then got a big win last week as well against Minnesota. So we've just kind of been practicing a lot better. And then along with that, the confidence level returns. And then, you know, as a whole, we've all been doing a better job.
These last two games, you win the Cowboys and Vikings. Something must have been amiss. They made the coaching changes. This team had some ups and downs in 1 week. Charles might have said something, or Colin, or you might have even addressed what was going on. What's the difference between how you guys got through those waters to where you are today? Is there a better relationship with this coaching staff, or is it in the locker room?
I think it's the character of these guys in this locker room. You know, as much as we have opinions and we voice them at times in the proper, environment, or sometimes, you know, inappropriate environment, it doesn't divide us. We're a tight-knit group. We believe in our coaching staff, and at the end of the day, it's our decisions. There's not a Coach McCarthy decision, a Dom Capers decision, a Joe Philbin decision, an Aaron Rodgers decision. It's we make decisions as a team, and that goes both sides of the ball and special teams. And we've done a great job here in the 6 years I've been here of really not having a ton of distractions, at least not the last three. We haven't had a ton of, you know, major locker room distractions. And I think that's a credit to the coaching staff, but also the kind of guys we got in this locker room as well.
Eric, can you talk about Greg, NFC Player of the Week, and just what he has done for this club the last couple of weeks, and just his presence here overall?
Well, yeah, he's been a lot friendlier to me lately, which is nice. And his wife has been emailing me, inviting me over for dinner a lot more often, which is another nice perk. You know, Greg's a great player. The thing I love about Greg is, you know, whether he catches 7 for 152 and 3 touchdowns or 2 for 22 early in the season, his demeanor and the way he practices doesn't change. I think that says a lot about him as a man and the way he conducts himself as a professional. Obviously, he wanted the ball, and he may have made, some body language mistakes at some point on the sideline against Washington, maybe. But he's an emotional guy. But at the same time, there was never a drop-off in his commitment or the way he practiced. And we knew at some point we were going to get things going. And thankfully, the last 5 weeks, we've had an opportunity to target him more. And I've been throwing the ball a little bit better to him, and he's been making big plays for us.
He's going to head over there for Thanksgiving.
Yes. I go over to my neighbor's house every year. Corn casserole. Can't wait.